AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Special Counsel Jack Smith is urging a federal appeals court to reinstate the classified document case against former President Donald Trump. Judge Aileen Cannon threw out the case last month, saying Smith's appointment as special counsel was unconstitutional. Smith's team appealed to the Atlanta-based 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The campaigns of Vice President Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are arguing in advance of their debate next month on ABC over whether microphones should be muted, except for the candidates whose turn it is to speak. Trump raised the possibility he might not show up on ABC, posting on his Truth Social network he had watched the network's Sunday show, saying it had a so-called panel of Trump haters. Donald Trump talked about the microphones.
The agreement was that it would be the same as it was last time. In that case, it was muted. I didn't like it the last time, but it worked out fine. I mean, ask Biden how it worked out. It was fine.
Both sides are accusing the other of gaming the system to protect their candidate. The Harris campaign now wants microphones to be live all the time. National Security Spokesman John Kirby says talks continue to work out details of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
Some of the details of exactly who will be released on either side, and at what pace, those kinds of things. That's a good example of some of the things that they're trying to flesh out now.
One of Gaza's last functioning hospitals has been emptying out as Israel ordered the evacuation of nearby areas. Heat warnings are up for a big portion of the central U.S., from Oklahoma to Wisconsin. Several cities open cooling centers, including Des Moines, Iowa, where city buses are available to give people free rides. Federal appellate judges overturned a Missouri law that banned police from enforcing some federal gun laws that don't have an equivalent state law. The ruling says federal law takes precedence over state law. This is AP News. An Ohio prison hosted a dinner.
Some 50 people attended a five-course dinner at the Grafton Correctional Institution this month, with flowers and salad greens grown in the prison garden and a gourmet meal. You don't usually think of a prison as a place to go for fine dining.
We're reframing what's possible in prison.
Chef Brandon Krastowski explains his charitable organization, Edwin's, that teaches inmates skills for jobs in restaurants and hospitality.
Every human being, regardless of their past, has the right to a fair and equal future.
Inmates like Greg Sigelmeyer bringing five courses of salad, entrees, and desserts.
This could be the rest of my life.
Serving the guests.
They're not looking at me as a number, they're looking at me as a person.
The warden at Grafton, Jerry Spatney.
This gives them reentry level skills so that when they go home, they can be successful in that environment.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.